ho, ho.
The Savior had been promised.
Merry Christmas Eve. And happy Hanukkah to all our Rosie on the House listeners. This particular special holiday weekend edition of Rosie on the House. A 29-year Saturday morning tradition for Arizona homeowners.
Once upon a Christmas.
I'll tell you one way we're breaking tradition this morning. In 29 years, I don't think I've ever done the show on 2 hours sleep.
And whose fault is that?
I think it's my daughter's, who was driving in from Minneapolis nonstop, and we just couldn't really get rested until she landed. 30 hours in the car with three kids and buckled in their car seats. Man, oh man. It took our other daughter 30 hours to fly from Tbilisi, Georgia.
I guess there is no place like home for the holidays.
Man, oh man. The Romeros have a house full. I'll tell you what. We're very, very fortunate and blessed that our neighbors have begun using their house as a vacation rental by owners. So we've got the house rented. It's kind of like a little Romero compound. We're going to have a fabulous holiday week all week long, really for 2 weeks. And it's just our hope and our prayer that every one of our listeners has half the fun and adventure this next 10 days that we're going to have at the Romeros. Oh, man, oh, man. I do have to ask a special favor of my listeners this morning. If you hear the microphone go quiet.
Wake you up.
And then some snoring. Call 1-888-767-4348. Let's start a conversation together. I can stay awake as long as I keep talking. We've got two really special shows lined up. Today, we're going to talk 4 hours about what the Romeros' favorite part of doing the show this last year was. Our favorite topics, the ones we enjoyed researching the most, the ones we enjoyed discovering the most. Next Saturday, we're going to talk about the most frequently asked questions that were hit on our blog and on our website and that we addressed over air. So it's going to be the listeners' favorite topics. But this particular week, this Christmas Eve, we're going to be talking about what the Romeros liked to do, what topics we liked to get into. And I think if you were going to look at the entire four-hour program over the entire year, and talk about what's the favorite part about all of that. I guess for me, it comes down to two very, very close things. Teaching people about supercooling, because all the money it can save them, then they don't have to spend one dime, and they make all that money for free. And second, I just love the feature of Arizona staycation.
Can't beat it.
Just
me want to quit and go do something else.
Yeah. Staycation for life, right? But the letters we get, the testimonies we hear about, the phone calls we get from people who so appreciate being able to be given that opportunity. And you can only win this event at one place, and that's on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. You register, and every month we pick a winner. And that winner gets to go to Sanderson Ford, who sponsors the feature. And they have a demo lot where you're considering buying a Ford and you want to test one for a couple days. They've got a whole lot of loaner cars in the back. Any one of those loaner cars that's available when you want to go, you can have it. They'll give it to you for 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. I don't know that they've ever said no to however long people wanted to go. So I think 4 or 5 days was one of the longer trips. And you can borrow the car. Jennifer puts a gas card in there. And you can travel to any one of our lodging partners in Arizona and just experience your own personalized Arizona vacation absolutely cost-free to you.
It really helps people to get out and see Arizona, you know, living here. It's a little harder wherever you live. You tend not to think of your own home state as a vacation place, right? And so you wait till you go other places, and then you just cram it all in. And then we're at home, and we're so busy with work, so I can't take the time to do that. So I think the staycation actually helps people to step back and say, Arizona is a great place to have a vacation.
A perfect example of that, not knowing your own turf as well as you probably should, is when Wayne and Rachel flew in from Eastern Europe Tuesday night, I think, about 10 o'clock. I had to get Wayne over to the rental car depot at Sky Harbor, which I had never been to. I've never had to get to the rental car lot at Phoenix. So that was just a tiny bit of an adventure. But we wanted to take an opportunity here and just kind of thank some of our partners that make the Arizona staycation the success it is, because there's a lot of moving parts involved. The winner usually gets in touch with Jennifer. We get some selection dates, some location, desirable locations, and then we start coordinating it, and then invariably something comes up, and it's got to be moved a day or two or a weekend, and a lot of moving parts, but we enjoy it. Some of the first partners that ever joined us were the motels in Prescott, and Spring Hill Suites has got to be one of my very favorite in all of Prescott, because it's right there, just blocks away from the Courthouse Plaza. You can walk to dinner. You can walk anywhere you need to get to around downtown. Enjoy the plaza. And what could be better right now than to get up to Prescott and enjoy the Courthouse Christmas lighting? Prescott is designated the official Christmas city of Arizona, and they light the Courthouse Plaza every single night.
How many lights are they up to in the trees?
Oh, they told us the number when we were there broadcasting, but I don't remember.
It was a big one.
It's a big number.
They add some every year. The other nice thing about that Spring Hill Suites is that if you have little ones, you can do all the adventures and looking around town, enjoying the city, and then go home, go back for nap time. It's right there. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, right.
Just give them a little downtime, then go out and start all over again.
Did you say nap?
Shh. Think about something else.
Okay. Well, up in that corner, the northwest quadrant of the state, we also have lots of people who have enjoyed the train,
mm-hmm.
traveling up to Williams and staying at the hotel and then catching the train up to the Grand Canyon. That's a super, super trip.
Some of the best testimonials have come from the train. No matter what time of year you go, there's always something fun to see and to do. They have the pumpkin patch in October. They've got the
Polar Express.
Mm-hmm, and during Christmas and just... every part of the year, it's cooler in the summer. You can't beat it.
The one lodging partner I'm surprised gets as much use as it gets?
Hmm.
The London Bridge Resort.
It's a cool place.
It's a cool place, but why would you go there unless you had a boat? And we haven't sent anybody with a boat yet. I like the London Bridge Resort because as a family, we would go stay there and you would have your own wet slip. The ski boat could be right there. That's what I liked about
mm-hmm.
it. I don't know why else you would go to Havasu. It's to water ski, right? Or to fish.
Well, I think they have some shopping as well.
Some shopping. Let's go to
which is never why we go anywhere.
Let's go to Havasu and go shopping. Let's go to Bisbee and do shopping, right? You go to Bisbee and stay at the Copper Queen. Begun construction in 1898. It took 4 years to build it. Concrete walls are 2 feet thick.
Just a charming step back in time.
Just a really cool little town, too.
The art is fantastic.
If you go, you've got to get into the Bisbee Breakfast Club for breakfast. It's awesome.
They have tons of stairs you can hike up and down if you want to get your exercise
in.
Yeah,
you can get your morning exercise in as well. How about the Reardon House, the remodeled home on the side of the hill in Jerome? You want a room with a view? Google search Reardon House, R-I-O-R-D-A-N, Reardon. It's a family name. They're the ones that have the Reardon Mansion up in Flagstaff. If you've never been there, it's worth a trip. It's right there by the NAU campus. But the Reardon House is a restored home on the hillside of Jerome, and the front porch looks all the way across the Verde Valley to Payson. It is a view to beat all views.
If I ever win the staycation, I'll take you there.
I think you're excluded. I don't think you can win.
Oh, darn.
But speaking of views, how about the Best Western Plus of Sedona?
Above and beyond Best Western. Again, the testimonials from there, they're so hospitable. It's the great views. They have a deck
you
can
look. Deck.
Oh, man. All the colors of the Sedona rocks.
It's perched up a little bit higher than a lot of the other lodgings, so you're not tucked down into a canyon. And from the rooftop deck, you can enjoy your favorite glass of sun tea or whatever in the evening. Watch that sunset go down on the red rocks. And, I mean, it is a commanding view. You want to travel a little bit farther and get over into eastern Arizona? How about Molly Butler Lodge or the Lazy Trout Cabins and Resort? Either one of those. We've stayed at both of those before. The Lazy Trout had that nice little cabin on the stream that we booked, I don't know, what was that, 6 or 7 years ago, last time Rachel and Wayne were in town.
Mm-hmm.
Took them up sledding and whatnot. Lazy Trout has, I think, 60 cabins.
All sizes, all numbers of rooms. Most of them you can bring pets. You could take your whole family and talk about reasonable. That's a reasonable way to stay.
Little A-frame type cabins for just two, or cabins with 8 and 9 bedrooms and 6 bathrooms that you could have a family reunion at. So a big special thanks to all of our lodging partners at Rosie on the House. We've also got the Red Feather Lodge in Grand Canyon and the Arizona Mountain Inn and Cabins just south of Flagstaff, right on the very edge of the city limits. So Arizona Staycation, these are some of our partners to date. When we get back, Jennifer and I are going to talk about what's on our bucket list. What's in Arizona we haven't seen? Where would we go on our first little staycation? We'll talk about that when we get back.